Blog Talk Radio.
Cool Wellness Radio. I'm here to inform you how to have pain-free days and a healthy lifestyle. Cool Wellness Radio. I specialize in fitness and physical therapy. We'll tell you all our secrets.
We are Core Wellness Radio, optimizing your body's potential from the core. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday. Today is April 1st, and aside from being April Fool's Day, it is apparently National Walking Day, which has come about through the American Heart Association. They deemed April 1st also National Walking Day. Apparently, it's the eighth annual. So it's the eighth year that they're doing this, and they're encouraging people to get out there and walk, and I think they may have even organized some walks across the country. So today, we're joined by Dr. E, and we are going to be talking about walking. I think it's a great time to do that. The weather is turning, and it just seems like it's the right time to get out there and rediscover all of the benefits of just walking. Dr. Mm-hmm. E, are you there?
I am.
Well, thanks for joining us. I think this is a really timely topic. I like to see, as much as I like April Fool's Day, I think it's nice to have something health-related on April 1st.
Yeah.
So National Walking Day, just generally, how do you feel about walking? I mean, I think it's something that we could all do more of, and it's simple and easy. Do you encourage your patients, your employees, your loved ones? You know, how do you feel about just getting out there and just walking more?
Well, generally speaking, I'm a big fan. I think we all are. I think I always laugh when it's like National Whatever Day. It's National Peanut Butter Day.
I know.
So like, go eat peanut butter. It's National Walking Day.
Cupcake Day, right?
Right. So I think this is in episodes past. This is just a great opportunity to identify something that we should maybe pay more conscious attention to.
Absolutely.
And the benefits of walking are tremendous. I think the difficult thing for Americans in particular is integrating it into your day. So mm-hmm. when it's easier to jump in the car and go to the store and come back because it saves you time, we do that. A lot of people don't have a commute to and from work on foot or on a bike, for example. And so getting into the habit of making it part of your daily routine is just not something that we do as frequently as, say, people that are in Europe, where you have more access to the things you need on a day-to-day basis within the city or town in which you live. And so it's, it's just part of their routine and part of how you grow up. It's natural.
Mm-hmm.
So for us,
right.
we tend to think that it has to be fitness, right? It has to be cardiovascular. And certainly it's important for us to have cardiovascular exercise. But we oftentimes categorize it as like, I'm walking on a treadmill for fitness. I'm walking on a treadmill for exercise versus increasing how much I'm already doing it throughout the day and making it part of my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the nice and appropriate view is somewhere in the middle where you're really doing both, because especially, thank God it is, summer is right around the corner. Well, I should say spring. We're not quite through spring yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the sun is out. And so there are all these nice opportunities across the country to get outside and just take a stroll, take some nice deep breaths and, shake off some of that grunge that we accumulate over the colder months where we're inside most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I think that we sort of have this idea, at least I sort of do, that fitness and exercise in order to qualify as really doing anything for my body has to be on some level.
Right.
And you have to be sweating, and I need to change my clothes, and I probably need to shower after. And I guess the reality is that if you're really doing it right, it's not supposed to be that way, right? I mean, we could enjoy it.
From just a physical perspective.
Mm-hmm, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that when it comes to our physiology, our body likes to have a diverse range of different fitness activities that help it mold and rise to the occasion. So we need to do some resistance training. That can be lifting and moving things around your house. It doesn't have to be a structured weight training program that you do at a gym. We need cardiovascular work. So, you know, every once in a while you might go for a sprint. You might go for a jog. You do something where you elevate your heart rate for a certain period of time. And it can be a very individualized answer. So I'm not going to get into too many different specifics. But, you know, everybody needs a little bit of all these different things to have a nice, well-rounded approach to fitness. And so... It was a while ago that I think, you know, maybe when the pedometer started to get popular, and I'm talking the ones that, like, you clip onto your belt that sync with the apps on your phone and your computer.
The manual.
Yeah, that people really started to be interested in holding themselves accountable to taking more steps, or at least having a clear picture of, you know, how much do I really sit and how much do I really stand and just kind of shuffle around? And around that same time, there was a nice affirmation from the fitness community and the medical community, of course, that walking is something that most people can do regularly. Going slow and steady for a prolonged period of time has tremendous benefits. And, you know, you can build up and do intervals where you walk faster for a period of time to get a cardiovascular component. You can add hills. You know, it doesn't have to be going from walking to running. So it really is... it really is so easy for most people to adopt a walking program that's manageable. It's definitely manageable. And it's free, you know. You can explore a city on foot. It doesn't have to be in a gym. And to the effect, you know, you were making the comment like it has to be hard to count.
Right.
It's also important to remind people that it doesn't have to be in a gym or on a piece of equipment to count. That's part of our social construct where we separate fitness from daily living. And really, if you just, I mean, it sounds crazy, but in the warmer months when we turn off the TV from the fall and the winter, if you just prioritize going out and exploring your city like you're a tourist, like you're new in town, you can stay active and on your feet all day. And you will be sore the next day if you're not accustomed to doing that, because you were actively moving through your day. And then you just think about doing it every day. What's that?
Yeah, you know, D.C. is, especially D.C., it's such a walkable city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, aside from the fact there's just so much to look at, you know, it's a fairly easy city to navigate. It really, there are so many opportunities. And, you know, from a fitness perspective, like you said, you could add in the weights or, you know, go for a brisk walk. I mean, there are ways. There certainly is a very, you know, fitness oriented component to walking. Would you say though also that I kind of think of walking as kind of like a gateway exercise, maybe for people who aren't as active or need to get more active, or maybe they've been a little more sedentary, especially through the winter, you know, is walking just kind of a great way to kick things off?
Sure. I think because people of all different fitness levels can do it. You just have to find sort of your zone and your range. I think for some reason when you ask me that question, I'm thinking of places around the country where perhaps there's a bit of a disconnect between the recreation and parks department in that given city and communicating with the community about trails or paths or parks. You know, like you said, D.C. is great about that. We have access to a lot of trails and parks and things. So we see it all the time here. Just getting out on, say, the Martha Custis Trail, which for us is great in the summertime for walking or biking. You know, you see people being active, and it's great potential to inspire you to maybe try something different. I mean, we saw people mm-hmm. on rollerblades last year, and it was like, whoa, I didn't realize those were still out there. People were just having an absolute ball zipping around mm-hmm. on their rollerblades or skateboards or even just, you know, traditional roller skates. And, the ellipticals that go outside, those look super cool. I've never tried one myself, but I think those look super fun. So, yeah, I think just getting out there and surely by being in the presence of other people that are enjoying the weather and you know, maybe playing tennis or maybe doing, you know, playing hacky sack or throwing a frisbee, you get inspired by seeing people doing things that you possibly haven't done since your childhood, and you're thinking, yeah, I mean, it'd be fun to play catch for 15 minutes. And it seems so simple, but you know what? If you're not doing it, your body's going to like it because it's something new. So it really does open up a world of possibilities of things to fill your day with that are active.
Well, so that was kind of leading to my next point. I mean, there's more than just the physical. You talked about community. You know, I find when I'm walking, I love to just walk and just kind of enjoy what I'm feeling, like, or mm-hmm. seeing or feeling a breeze or, you know, the birds mm-hmm. or, I mean, it mm-hmm. sounds silly, but just to kind of turn it off and just kind of enjoy what I'm seeing and what I'm experiencing. And I feel like walking more than anything really provides that for you. And it also mm-hmm. provides a social outlet too. You can't mm-hmm. really have some people can, but a full on conversation with somebody mm-hmm. when you're jogging together. As great as that is, I feel like jogging and other kinds of exercise is more of a sort of like cheering each other on, keeping each other going. Mm-hmm. But when you're walking, you can really get into it. You can be surprised at how far you've walked with the kinds of conversations that you can have. There really seems to be a more of like a mind body thing going on with walking.
It definitely can be. It definitely can. I think you can make it whatever you want it to be, right? It can be a moving meditation where maybe you are walking through a wooded area and you are just, you know, you're trying to quiet your mind and you're listening to the sound of your foot as it compresses whatever's on the ground underneath you, and you're listening to birds and wind whishing through the leaves. And, you know, you can make it a totally zen moment. Or like you said, it can be social. One of my best friends from grad school, her mother, I believe to this day, goes for an hour walk most of the days of the week with a woman that was her neighbor for, you know, something. I mean, they've been neighbors for like 30 years. And then when all mm-hmm. the kids moved out of the house, they all moved into Boston. And they still go for an hour walk. And it's, you know, how lovely to... Mm-hmm. You know, it holds you accountable, right? You know, the expectation of that person to have a partner in crime go for a walk. So they're getting their fitness in. They're talking about their day. They're fostering, you know, a relationship, a sisterhood. You know, there are just so many benefits to that simple commitment to each other and to themselves. It's certainly a goal to strive for. Now, there are people that prefer to do something a little more intensive. And mm-hmm. for someone that's new to running, you know, a good frame of reference is to be able to jog at a pace that you can still hold a conversation with the people that you're running with.
Interesting.
If you're not someone that, for example, wears a heart rate monitor or just isn't familiar with using things like rate of perceived exertion, where you assign a number to the amount of intensity you perceive your body to be experiencing during a given task. Being able to talk while you jog is great. And then mm-hmm. you can ratchet it up to know that your intensity is higher. You can ratchet it down based on, you know, am I having to stop and gasp for air in between sentences, or can I not talk because I'm working so hard? So it's just one of those nice feedback tools that our body gives us to know how hard it's really working at that given activity.
And there is almost like a little bit of a therapeutic component to it. You know, you
no doubt.
You feel like you've had time mm-hmm. with someone else, or and you know you've been able to have a conversation, which unfortunately these days we don't get a lot of. So there's just a lot of great benefits to just getting out there and walking or doing a a brisk jog. Let's talk.
And the endorphins
really,
too. I mean,
sure.
The endorphins that you release when you exercise are great, and I think walking. Skipping back to that, talking about the community aspect just for a second. When you walk around in public places, for example, my mom is really good at this. She makes friends everywhere she goes. She'll be flying on a plane to come and visit. She'll be like, oh, I met this great woman from so-and-so and da-da-da-da. And you won't believe it. She knows so-and-so. So my point is when you put yourself in public positions with the people that live in your community, you might meet people that know people that you know, and or you might make some new friends that, maybe your kids get along or maybe your spouses get along. And I think it's just, it's a great invitation to connect with a local tribe, which ultimately puts us in a position to feel like we belong to a community, which I really... it's a fundamental need as a human being to belong to a group. Whether it's your family or your coworkers, your colleagues, your neighborhood, your church, it's important. And walking around town with people that are like-minded is like a farmer's market. Perfect place. Because every Saturday those people are going to be there. You start to know where your food comes from, the farmer, the butcher, and you meet people that are, they have at least the desire to know where their food comes from in common with you, or they just like to buy local. You've already got something in common. Great place to meet people.
Well, and I love, the idea too of pulling your children into it, because it's, you inspire them and to go for a walk together, my grandmother was really into nature, and we always did very sort of outdoor things together, and I feel like I learned, that's something that I took from her, and every time I'm out gardening or walking, I think about her and how, important that was to her, and I think, that this is just one of the things that we pass on to our kids and the next generation is having an importance for, like you said, community, getting outside, just enjoying hearing the birds, talking about, the tree's blowing, just so they can start to feel what it feels like to be outside, because there's so many reasons why kids want to be inside. There's just the allure of the electronics and things like that. And you want to be able to provide a balance. So that they can have as much of an appreciation for the outside as they do for the inside.
Because you have two little guys that, that perhaps for people that don't have little people at home or a pet, where, because we oftentimes put people under our care before ourselves, you think about things like, you've been inside all day, like, iPad down, TV off, like we're going outside for 3 hours. We're not coming in till the sun starts going down. And that's the way it is. And because we're thinking about what's good for them. And, you go to the park or, you play catch or you throw a frisbee or, a koosh ball. Ooh, you remember koosh balls? Weren't those fun? all sorts of stuff that we come up with it for our kids, but we don't necessarily do it for ourselves. So, Maybe this summer is a nice time for people to set the goal for themselves to have a certain amount of time outside. Put on your sunscreen or put a hat on, do certain things that protect you from the elements. Although I've probably mentioned it in a show before that I do think transdermal vitamin D absorption is, we have to synthesize vitamin D through our skin. We're built to do it. It's important to do it. Sand sunscreen with lots of skin showing to the tune of about 15 minutes a day, especially in the spring and summer where we can stockpile it for the darker months. a lot of people have vitamin D deficiency and they have to supplement. So I mentioned that mm-hmm. because work it into why you're spending time outside. But, you know, set a goal for yourself to maybe dabble in some of those things you haven't done since you were a kid. And the sheer act of playing is so important for people of all ages. And I think folks that do maybe like league soccer or league volleyball or softball as grown-ups, I think they're on the right track, right? They're getting the companionship with one another. They are playing at a game. They're outdoors. They let loose. It's exercise. You know, there's so many options to get your tuchus outside instead of staying on the couch. But you have to plan.
Absolutely.
You do.
And I have to say,
gym or a meeting?
As an adult, if you have not swung on the monkey bars
several decades,
look out because you will be sore the next time you are using
muscles
you haven't used in a very long time. So, yeah, the kids, they provide an excellent opportunity to work some muscles that you haven't worked in a while, and then just to, like, you know, enjoy things from a different perspective. You know, even
I mean, hey,
we were doing the Easter egg hunt this weekend, and I was like, wow, it's fun. I mean, it's fun. I forgot about this, you know.
Yeah.
It really is. They provide a lot of great opportunities for that sort of thing.
You just got to do it.
You know, I think you have to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, what we might want to do for the remaining minutes that we have is give some people, the people out there, some very tangible tips for really just incorporating, not just walking, but more of this into their day. I mean, we want to start with walking. What are some really simple ways, you know, that people can do that? I know that we've talked about parking far away, farther away, you know, maybe not trying to get the closest possible spot when you're at the grocery store. What are some things that you tell patients for, you know, just easily working some of this in?
Yeah, I think, like you mentioned, you know, you park far away, you take the stair. Like, we've all heard that, right? And I think sometimes we think about it and sometimes we don't. And ultimately, because we're micromanaging our time, it just doesn't happen, right? So I think first and foremost, it's important for people to identify where they have a little wiggle room and they're willing to make a change. Like, it's not hard to say that I'm always going to walk to the grocery store as opposed to drive. It's not. You just have to agree to it and do it. Like, you make the commitment to yourself and that's just what you do. And you're starting a new habit. You know, just like if you always have sugar in your coffee and you're trying to cut your sugar, you know, you just stop putting it in your coffee, right? Like, at some point, it's not about making it easier for people. It's just saying, choose something better for yourself. Like, you're only hurting yourself, hindering yourself by not doing these little things. Make the choice and just stink and do it, right?
Yeah.
So,
I'm
we don't want to hear that. We don't want to be... Go ahead.
Sorry. I keep cutting you off. You just reminded me of a friend of mine who lives in London currently. When she first moved there, going grocery shopping was a real issue for her. She has three children. You know, they shop every day. They have small refrigerators. And in the beginning, it was, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get them without the car? How am I going to get everything I need? And now she's been there for 2 years and they're coming home. I don't have any opposite conversation with her. It's, How am I gonna do this in a state? Like, I'm gonna have to, you know, go once a week. I don't want to go once a week, and I don't want to load them in the car. That's just a pain. I want to walk. I want to walk to the store. So it really is a mind shift.
Yeah. Well, and clearly, like, if you don't live within a mile of a store, like, it probably isn't as practical for you. Or, God forbid, you live in a city where they don't even have sidewalks for you to do that safely. So if that doesn't work for you, maybe it's walking to a park or, you know, you drive to the park, the kids get to play at the park, and the store is, you know, 3 blocks from there. You walk to the store, you know, you only buy what you can carry. You're working harder because you're carrying bags. The little people are learning by watching you do it, that it's not a big deal. It doesn't, you know, you don't have to drive 3 blocks if you can walk. There's nowhere to rush to. let's just do it and enjoy the day. And, you know, maybe we sing a song when we walk down there, or we skip,
mm-hmm.
you know, and mm-hmm. even if you're just doing it with your partner, you can skip and sing too if you want, you know, I mean, there's, you have fun with it. Have fun with it. Mm-hmm. Don't make your leisure time so regimented that you can't be present and in the moment. So just, mm-hmm. I would just tell people, do some introspection about what really is feasible, and be a little hard on yourself and just say, could I actually do that? Am I just being a little bit lazy about it?
Mm-hmm.
And just make some changes and try them on for size. You can always change your mind and try something different.
Absolutely. So I think we will leave it there. Dr. E, thank you so much for mm-hmm. providing this perspective on this National Walking Day. For all of you out there, you know, feel free to tweet us or send us the ways that you work some exercise in, work some walking in. We love to hear what you're doing out there, because people have great ideas on their own. You know, if you're looking to learn more about walking in general, about fitness in general, give Dr. E a call at the clinic. She can be reached at 571-403-2673 and certainly online at alexandriaphysicaltherapist.com. We are on social media. At the Delray PT is our Twitter handle. And then also, if you just search Core Wellness and Physical Therapy, we are on Facebook. Dr. E, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Be well, everyone.